We are up to Perek Samach Dalit, Pasuk Beis. Basoyscha Noiraos Lo Nikave. Yeshaya says that Kadosh Baruch Hu has done for you Noiraos wonders. Lo Nikave. We never imagined in our wildest dreams that we would be deserving. We would experience such incredible miracles. What are these incredible miracles, that these wonders that Hashem has done for you, for Klal Yisrael, which we never had any expectation? Yoradita, when you, Hashem, descended upon Har Sinai. And at that time, Yiponecha Horim Nozolu, at that point in time, before your presence, the mountains, Nozolu, they melted. Nozolu means, really means to drip. They. What?
There's a pasuk, I think, in
Nozlu alufei edmo. Okay, okay, fine. So in this context, it means nitofu. Right? The mitzvah says nitofu. Okay, terrified. You saying it means terrified? They were terrified. Okay, and here, and due to the state of terror, it's as if they melted. They dripped with sweat. Sweat of fear. The waters they were terrified. They stood still. Okay, pasuk gimel. Umi olam loy shamu loy hazinu. We never heard about such miracles. These things were from. Me'olam, from time immemorial, loy shamu v'loy hazinu. We never heard, and we never. Two different expressions. These things were never heard by us. As ayin loy ra'asa, the eye never saw. Elokim zulasecha, yaseh limchakela. It's a famous pasuk. The eye never saw, except for you, Hashem. No human eye ever saw, except for you, Hashem. Yaseh, what you will do, limchakela, for a person that yearns for Hashem. Now, according to the simple interpretation, we always darshan this in reference to the Medrash, in reference to what the reward for tzaddikim, what they will experience in Olam Haba. But let's learn now the simple interpretation. Look at the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos says, in the Olam, Mimos Olam, Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, the Mitzudos David, Mimos Olam, Leshamu Habrios, Lehazinu Kidvermoela, Ain Lora Osa, Shum Ain Lora Osa, Asher Elokim Zulosecha, Yasek Hadvorim Hoela, have done like these things that you have done for Klal Yisrael in the past, not the future. The simple interpretation is very different than the way that most of us are used to translating these words, according to the Medrash. No one ever saw or will see miracles like what you, Hashem, have done for Klal Yisrael in the past. What do you mean the past? Matan Torah. Kriyas Yamsuf. Okay, one more time. Shum ayin lo yiras asher lekim zuloscha yaseh kadavon mo'ela. What Hashem does like these things, el mi asher mechak eloi mamin bo, to a person that is yearns and has faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now what is the Medrash? So I'll read you the Medrash here. Ayin lo yiras asher. I'm going to use Gemara Bracha, Staf Lamed Dalet. Today is Lamed Gimel, so this is tomorrow's daf. Ayin lo yiras asher. My ayin lo yiras asher. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Zayayin Hamashuma Banavav Misheishes Miabreis. This refers to the wine. This refers to yayin that is mishumar, that is guarded in the grapes from the time of Misheishes Miabreis. So basically, Rabbi Yeshua ben Achmeni Amar, Ze Gan Eden Shalay Sholto Boy Ayin. This is Eden over here in this sefer. They have a little bit of a parish. They add the word Gan. I'm not so sure that's so accurate. Oh, Shalom Aleichem, welcome back.
How are you? Everyone?
How you doing? Good to see you.
Glad to be back.
Good to see you. Yeah. So here, this refers to the simple interpretation. It's not the simple. This is the Medrash. The eye did not see, except for you, Hashem, Yaseh, what Hashem will do for the person that has faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yimchaka means he waits. He waits and he yearns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, referring to the reward Hashem will bestow upon the tzaddikim in Olam Haba, or specifically in Eden. Here it says the answer with Gan, because we know that an eye did see Gan. Adam and Chava were put in the Gan. The Gan is the garden. The garden that surrounds Eden. But no one ever saw what goes on in Eden itself. Eden is within the Gan. So that is something which is so supernatural, so spiritual, and so amazing. No human being ever saw such reward. Let's all look at the Rashi very quickly. Rashi pasuk gimel ka'isa neirosh she'na'asos la'achas mi she'na'asos la'achas mi kolakom lifnei kain. No, it was never heard in the past by the nations of the world such miracles, such awesome actions that were done by Hashem for any other nation besides Klal Yisrael. V'gam ayin lo yiras elokim acher zula secha. An eye did not see. V'gam ayin lo yiras elokim acher zula secha. Shayaseh elokim lemechak eloy ma'asher sisa ato lemechak elochol kasher shematem Rabbi Yosi. Okay, let's go for the Rashi. Avol Abosenu Shaamru Kol Hanaviim Kulam Lo Nisnabu Elo Limos Hamashiach. Avol Olam Haba Ayin Lo Deasa Mashmoy Ayin Shum Navi Lo Reasa Es Asher Yasech Lishbrochu Limchak Eloi Zulasi Einecha Ato Elokim. So Rashi is elaborating upon the Gemara Masech the Brachos and Daf Lamed Dalid, and he's explaining the eye here doesn't just refer to the eye of a human being; it's referring even to the eye of a navi. The eye of a navi is different. The eye of a navi can see from far, can see things, supernatural things. All the different expressions of prophecy are expressed with different expressions of sight. A navi was called a roya, a tzoifes, someone that gazes. All various expressions of being able to see is supernaturally what will take place in the future. So ayin, according to the Gemara, if you take the Gemara very simply, ayin later also means a human being. No human being ever had the option, the ability to enter into Gan, into Eden, and to see actually what takes place over there. But the Rashi is telling us, based on the Chazal, a little bit more, ayin doesn't just mean the eye of an ordinary person. It refers to the eye of a Navi. And the eye of a Navi can see things that a regular person cannot see. Even that ayin did not see the reward that will appear for the tzaddikim l'asalavo in Eden itself. The Rashi, it's not over here, there's another medrash, it's not over here, is that all of the prophecies that the Navim saw were all rewards for balei tshuva, people who have sinned and have done tshuva. So the reward for doing tshuva and what a person experienced after he sins, that the Navim have some degree of understanding and insight. But to see the reward that Hashem will bestow upon a person that has never sinned, ever, a tzaddik meikaroi, that ayin lo yiras, that is something which is completely unique to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one has seen this. Now there is another, it's a very little bit of a drush, it's a little bit of a drush to us in the Biur HaChasidus. Ayin, this pasuk alludes to the inyan of Shmiras Einayim. We all know that we have very great nisyonos not to look at things that we should not be looking at, and some of the darshanim, they fit that idea, that theme into this pasuk. Ayin loy ro'osa, the eye of a human being, if it does not see what it's not supposed to see, Elokim zu losicha, except for spiritual things. Person only looks where he's supposed to look. He looks at things which are appropriate for Elokim, ruchnis, but things that are not appropriate, lo yirasa, then he will merit ya'aseh. Hashem will do your will. L'mechakel, a person that yearns for Hashem, waits for Hashem, and is mispalel to Hashem, his tefillos will be accepted. So it's like a skula. We're not fans here of the word skula, but basically the person wants a merit that Hashem should accept his tefillos, and what he wants Hashem will grant. The skula is Ayin loy ra'asa Elokim zulasecha. Be careful at what you look at. Do not contaminate your neshama by looking at things that are inappropriate. If you'll fulfill that part of the pasuk, then you will merit. Ya'aseh. Hashem will then do lemechakelo what you yearn for. Okay, pasuk dalet. Pagato esos v'oisei tzedek. Pasuk dalet says, really begins a new theme. Pasuk dalet, the word pagato means to meet. I think in English, among the Goyim, there's an expression to meet your creator. Right? That's like a euphemism. That's for death.
Or encounter.
An encounter with your creator. So I'm going to meet my creator. It means a person is expecting to die. So that's, where does it come from? I imagine it comes from this pasuk, because this pasuk, according to the mitzvah, according to the simple interpretation, it means God means to die. Pogato esos Hashem, you have taken. We're referring here to time of Mashiach, the end of days, and we're referring to a time when the tzaddikim will cease to exist. And the way we refer to this, that the tzaddikim will cease to exist, Hashem will take them from this world. Pogata, they will meet. As Pogata, you have met. As sos, the tzaddikim who rejoice in you, Hashem, the oisei tzedek, and do righteousness. In other words, these three words, sos, the oisei tzedek, as sos, four words, as sos, the oisei tzedek, is a term that refers to a tzaddik. Because a tzaddik is someone that rejoices in Hashem and does what is tzedek. And now when we connect that to the word pogata, they have met their creator. Hashem has taken them from this world. They left this world. Bidrachecha. Now what else do we know, are we describing about these tzaddikim? Bidrachecha yizkerucha. When they would remember you, when they would daven to you, they would pray to you, they would pray to you in your ways. The ways of Hashem are ways of rachamim and chesed. And they would be mispalel. Yizkerucha here is a term that refers to prayer. And in their prayers, they would mention that you, Hashem, are a God of rachum v'chanun, erech apayim, rav chesed v'yemes, and in that merit, you should have compassion and pity upon Klal Yisrael. And therefore, let us finish the pasuk. Therefore, hein ata kot safta v'nechete, if you, Hashem, would get angry at us, if they would be angry, v'necheta, because we have sinned, these tzaddikim, who are called sos v'oisei tzedek, through their tfilos of yizkerucha, they would remember you, and they would bidrochecha, and they would remind you, Hashem, of your ways. Bohem olam v'nivashe. You have to read these words backwards. It means bohem, in them, in these tzaddikim, v'nivashea, we would be saved olam, forever, always. They always protected us and were mispalel to Hashem, and through them Hashem would forgive us for our evil ways. But now they're no longer here. They have died. And now we are in a lot of trouble. That leads into the next pasuk. It's a very complex pasuk. This pasuk is building into pasuk K. But it's basically saying is that in the good old years, in the good old times, we had among us very great tzaddikim. And these tzaddikim are described with the term nesos v'oisei tzedek. And these tzaddikim had the koyach hatzfila, yizkerucha. They would remember you, Hashem. They would always think about you. And when they would think about you, they would mention your good, your ways of rachamim. And what do we gain? What do the ordinary member of Klal Yisrael gain from these tzaddikim that lived among them? They would gain that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would get angry at the generations, at the generation, because the generation would sin, no problem. There was always forgiveness, because the tzaddikim would be mispalel for the dar for the generation. Hashem would forgive the generation, and then we would go further. So again, let's review the pasuk one more time. Pogata, you can't read the words in order, because you read the words in order, you miss out the whole thing of the pasuk. But basically, pogata means they have died. Who has died? Esos yosei tzedek. What about these tzaddikim? They were people bidrachecha yizkerucha. They were people that would always remember you in your ways, mentioning your midos. Heinat, what was the benefit? Because hein means, hein in this context means it's true. Hein, it is true. Ene, ata, kotzafta, when you, Hashem, would get angry, vanecheta, because we would sin, bohem olam v'nivoshea, in them we would always merit salvation. They would pray on for our behalf, and we would be zoicha to salvation because in your merit, Hashem, in their merit, and we would be spared from harm. But now that the tzaddikim are gone, pasuk hey, vanihi katame kulanu, now we have become completely contaminated. Now there's no being mispalel for us. We are contaminated. Uchebeged idim kol tzidkoy seinu. Idim means a filthy shmata, a filthy garment. All of our tzidkos, our good deeds, are nothing more than a dirty garment. Normally, when a person does ma'is and tovim, he earns clothing, he earns honor. Olam Haba is defined as a place where a person receives honor. In this world, honor is defined by your clothing. An honorable person wears honorable clothing. Even talk about, you know, a decorated officer in the military or in the police officer. So he has all of his stripes and he has all of his medals and badges. When you wear certain types of garments, that is an indication of medals of honor that you have received. So we, Klal Yisrael, now that we have no more tzaddikim to pray on our behalf, all we have left are our own deeds. Our own deeds are nothing. It's like a beged idim, a garment that's filthy, dirty, beged, all of our righteous deeds. Va novel ko'ole kulanu, we have withered. All of us have withered like a leaf. Va avineinu, our sins, koruach yiso'unu, and our sins cause us to fly away into the wind, to lift us up into the wind like nothing. We have no standing, we have no weight, kium, in this world due to our sins. Pasuk Yud, Pasuk Vav, the Ein Korei Vishimcha, being that the stigma no longer here, there's no one that calls out your name, Misarer L'Hachzik Bach, there's no one that is awakened. No one among us is awakened, wakes up, L'Hachzik Bach, to take hold of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Machzik in Hashem, and to take hold of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki histarta for necha mimenu, due to our sins, you have concealed your face from us, batimugenu biad avoneinu, we have melted due to our sins. Batimugenu means melting. Hamasa ra, and the Mitzvah says it means lashon of melting. Pasuk Zayin, v'ata, but now Hashem, Avinu Ata, you are our father. Here, Klal Yisrael, here, Yeshaya is begging Hashem, you are our father. And this is a famous pasuk from, we say, on the night of Yom Kippur. Here's where it comes from. It really is two places. Comes Yeshaya, and there's also a pasuk in Yirmiyah that says kamat the same thing. Anachnu hachomer v'ata yitzreinu. We are the matter, and you are our creator. We are the work of your hand. And therefore, Yeshaya here is begging Kadosh Baruch Hu that he should have compassion upon us. Chomer means matter. Matter which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has formed into a human being. Let's see over here the Mitzudos. Ato anachna chomer, ratzalaymar, kmo yoitzer cheres, hu ha'isa ha'kol min ha'chomer. Just like a person, a potter, he creates everything from the matter. Kain haloi ato baratza, son of Hashem, you have created us, the kulanu heima ma'ase yotcha, and we are the work of your hands, v'he'ach tashchis ma'aseyadecha, and therefore Yeshaya begs, how can you destroy the work of your hand? Pasuk ches, al tiktsayf Hashem ad ma'od, do not be angry ad ma'od. In other words, we understand that you're angry, Hashem, but there are limits to how much you can be angry. Don't be angry ad ma'od. The ad lo'ad tiskarvon, do not remember our sins forever. The olives of the Allah tiskar avon, do not remember our sins forever. Hain, however, habet na, Amcha kulanu, look down upon us, we are all your nation. Pasuk tes, Arei kachcha hayu midbar. Here Yishai complains that we live in a time of great tsar, the great during the time of Churban, the Yerushalayim has been destroyed. Arei kachcha hayu midbar, your holy cities have turned to the desert. Tzion midbar hayasa, Tzion has turned into, has become a desert. Yerushalayim shemama, Yerushalayim is desolate. Poetic repetition, three expressions, Arei kachcha, Tzion, and Yerushalayim, three different ways to refer to Eretz Yisrael. All of them have been destroyed, have been turned into a desert. Pasuk Yud Beis Kodshenu V'Sefarteinu Asher Hilelucha Avoseinu, our Beis Hamikdash, and the place of our splendor, which our forefathers have praised you over. They've come to the Beis Hamikdash to give you Shemach V'Hayda. Hoyo L'Sreif Asesh, has been burnt in fire. V'Chol Macha Ma'adenu Hoyo L'Chabu, all of our delights, our pleasant things have been destroyed. Yud Aleph Ha'al Eile Tisapak Hashem, on all of these things, Eila refers to the Churban, on all the terrible destruction has come upon Klal Yisrael. Tisapak Hashem, will you withhold? How can you allow this? How can you withhold yourself and not bring the Geula and rebuild the Churban? Techeshe, can you be silent? Use'anenu, and will you cause us to suffer? Ad Ma'od, and cause us to suffer in the hands of suffering. Osanu, in the hands of the goyim, ad ma'od, for such a long period of time, to such a great degree. So here he has three different expressions: tisapak, secheshe, Usanin, do not withhold, do not be silent, and do not allow us to continue to suffer for this long period of time. Okay, Pasuk Sperek Samachei, Nidrashti Leloy Shalto. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one quick thing, this little, look at Rashi in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Techashe Usaneinu, Tacharish Al Ha'asulanu Adkan. This Pasuk Yud Aleph ends the Tfilah of Hanavi. So this parak here, this pasuk Yudalef, is the end of the tefillah of Yeshaya, which began back in parak Samach Gimel. Okay, parak Samach Gimel. If you look back, it's pasuk Zayin. It's a very long tefillah. It's a very complicated. These are very hard pesukim. Starting with Perech Samachim, Pasuk Zayin is where Yeshaya begins, very desperate, to coming out to the very end of Yeshaya, and he's doing something a little bit different. I don't think we had something like this in Yeshaya, at least that much. Most of Yeshaya were prophecies. What's going to be Moshe Mashiach? What's going to be with these nations? Here, as Yeshaya winds down towards the end, he offers a private tefillah. It could very well be that this tefillah, it's a different type of nevuah. A lot of the other things were visions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into his mind to reveal to Klal Yisrael, to reveal to the world. This section appears to be his private tefillah. Okay, obviously, Yeshaya's Navi, the tefillah also is inspired from Ruach HaKodesh, but it's different. It's a Koyach HaTefillah, and that starts back in Pasuk Perek Samachim, Pasuk Zayin, Chaste Hashem Azkir, and here it ends, end of Perek Samachim. Rav Schwab, he gives this, one of his examples, where the Parakim, the chapter breaks, and Yeshaya are totally, they don't come from, I mean, that's Pasht, you see it all over, they don't come from Jewish sources, because someone who is knowledgeable in the Rishonim, the Parshanim of Yeshaya, would not have inserted a new perek after Pasuk Yutes, because Pasuk Aleph and Perek Samach Dalet is clearly a continuation of the theme of the Tefillah of Yeshaya. It's one large Tefillah, so it would be proper to start, to the Perek would start, if you would break them to Perek, to start with Perek Samachim Pasuk Zayin and conclude at here at Samachim. Thank you very much. So this concludes the Tefillah of Yeshaya Okay, now let's start a little bit. Perek Samachay. Nidrashti leloy shalu. Over here, Yeshaya says Nidrashti. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is speaking through Yeshaya. Hashem is complaining. I made myself available. I made myself sought after. Look at them. It's a hard word to translate this. What the theme of this? These psukim. Midrashti ki ilu pasuk aleph in the mitzvah David ki ilu hakel neishiv livnei hagoyla. In this pasuk, Hashem is speaking to Klal Yisrael, and Hashem is telling Klal Yisrael, "Don't complain to me. Don't blame me for your problems. I was always readily available to you. I was more than willing to listen to your tefillos and to answer your tefillos in the good times before you went into galus. Now that you find yourself in galus and all the tzaras, it's too little, too late. But during the good times, nidrashti, I made myself doyresh means to seek. I seek Hashem." Hashem says, I allowed myself to be sought after. I was available. I was there. I was present. It was you who were not interested in speaking to me, in davening to me, and coming to seek me. Nidrashti ki ilu hakel neshav levnei ha-goyel. The Sif HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to the goes and goles, al tilu nasam, on their complaints, loymar. Eich egel aschem. What's all these complaints? What are all these complaints? Especially if you learn that Yeshaya, you go back to the previous parak, Yeshaya, what all these complaints about, why don't I redeem you? Haloi, himtzeisi atzmi, I made myself available, lios nidrash, to be sought out by tzara, aval hoysa b'loi to elis, it was without any purpose, ki hi hoysa l'ama sheloi sholo l'drosi, it was for a nation that did not seek me out. I was there, but you were not there. Next words, nimtzesi, same idea. I made myself available, but nidrashti lelo shalu. I made myself sought after. Ki'ilu, I was sought after, but lelo shalu. But there was no one asking. There was no one seeking me. Nimtzesi, I made myself available, but lelo yivikshuni. There was no one among you that would seek me out. Amarti, Hashem said, I said, Hineini, I'm here, I'm available, I'm ready for you. But El, Goy, Loi, Kora, Vishmi, but it was all for nothing because there was a nation that was not calling out of my name. So in this passage we have three different themes. I'm sure there's great depth. I don't know the great significance of here, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying three things. Nidrashti, Nimtzesi, Amarti, Hineini, Hineini. And those three things correspond to Leloi Sha'alu, Leloi Vikshuni, and Loi Kora Vishmi. Three different expressions of making yourself available for three things that Klal Yisrael should have done at their time of difficulty. Pasuk base. Perasti Yadi Kol Hayom El Am Soirer. I spread out from the fourth theme. I spread out my hand the entire day. El Am Soirer, to a nation that turns away. We just had this Parashas Kisetze. A ben Soirer Umoirer, child, a wayward child. To a nation that's so rare that turns away. They're going in a way that's no good. They follow their own thoughts. They don't want to follow a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Gimel. A nation which angers me. They anger me to my face. In other words, they have no shame. They have no shame. The Mitzvah interprets this to mean Alpana means in Yerushalayim, the holiest place. They anger me in my domain, in my Rishus, in Yerushalayim. It's one thing if you want to sin. Chazal said, if a person wants to sin, so he should go to a place, should go far away, and dress himself in black clothing in a place where no one recognizes you. The person cannot control his yetzer hara, so there are mahalchim. There are ways to deal with it. There are extreme measures. But here they have no shame. They sin in public. They sin al panai in Yerushalayim, in the place of the Beis Hamikdash. They have no shame to sin there. They follow achar machshavos after their thoughts. Pasuk Gimel, ha'am hamachisim osiel ponai tamid zoivchim aganos. They sacrifice. They offer sacrifice in the gardens. This was some type of form of zara that we have in the beginning of Yeshaya. Very often in Yeshaya, where they offer sacrifice in gardens, somehow in front of the trees. Different types of beautiful trees that grow in a garden, that was a form of idolatry in these times. Umekatrim al halavim, they would offer ketores on bricks. also a form of Avodah Zarah that were common in their times. Pasuk Dalet, Hayoshim Akvarim, another thing that they would do is they would communicate with the dead, and they would lie down in the cemeteries. They would lie down on graves, and by lying down on the graves, that somehow they would hear, they would be able to communicate with the dead. We have this in the Gemara in Brachas, in the beginning of the Brachas, with those two women, person who had a fight with his wife, and he went to sleep in the cemetery on the night of Rosh Hashanah, and he heard the two girls speaking among themselves, what's going to happen this coming year. So he slept in a cemetery. Same way, that's what people would do. Hayeshin, that is the form of Avodah Zarah, to sleep in the cemetery, to listen to the Koiches HaTumah, to find out what the future will bring. Hayeshim Ba'akvarim Uvanitzurim Tzuyolinu, and they lie down in a place that's besieged. Now, what does it mean, a place that's besieged? It means in between the graves. Somehow these graves had some type of matseva, some type of stones. So, and there was very little room in between the graves. So when you lie down in between these two graves to hear what's going on, you find yourself in a tzara. You find yourself in a very narrow strait. And that's what it means here. Vanitzurim yilalinu. Look in the mitzudos. Vanitzurim yilalinu. Mitzudos David. Pasuk Dalet. Hayulanin. They would lie. Bein pigrei hamesim. Between the corpses. She'enam yecholim latzeis mimukaimam. He learns it differently. He makes that the dead are called natsur. A dead body is confined, is in prison, because the dead cannot get up and walk out. Like a person that is confined in a narrow strait. So when it says here, vanitzurim, that's just another way, it's another poetic way of referring to a kever. We have a kever, and we have another word called nitzurim, matzar, which is the same theme as a kever, because the dead cannot escape from their narrow straits. Yolinu, ha'ichlim b'sar ha'chazir, they eat non-kosher food, they eat chazir, Uthirak or merak, the Kriya is merak, soup of pigulim, pigulim means something disgusting, kilehem, is found in their utensils. They do disgusting things. They worship idols, they sleep in the cemetery to communicate with the dead, and they eat things which are tamei, pasakei, ha'imim, kirav, elecha, and they say to tzaddikim, they mock tzaddikim. They say, Kirav, go close, Elecha, to yourself. That's a way of saying, get lost. Stay away from me. Normally, the way we say in English, we say, person, go away. In Hebrew, in this poetic pasuk, go close, not to me. Go close to yourself. When you tell a person, go close to yourself, what you're in essence telling them is, get away from me. Don't come close to me. Go close to yourself. It's a poetic way of telling a person, get lost. Ha'imrim krav elecha, come close to yourself, to you. Al tigashbi, do not come near me. Ki kidashticha, because you have made me holy. Now what does that mean exactly? That means that I am holier than you, or. Let's see the Mitzudos. He defines it in much more detail. Pasuk Hey in the Mitzudos David, Ha'imrim le'ele, those people who are Rishoyim, who worship Avodah Zarah, who sleep in the cemetery, who eat contaminated food, who eat Basar Chazir, and eat their soup of disgusting things. They say le'ele, to these she'enam oichlim mimacholim, that do not eat from their contaminated food. Yomru, they say Gisho elecha, go close to yourself. La'amoid b'mukaimcha, al tigash lingoyabi, do not come close to touch me. Ki kidashti mimcha, I am holier than you. V'al tetame osi, and you should not contaminate. They're perverted. They're perverted. They tell tzaddikim that you're going to contaminate me if you come near me. You who learn Torah and you who do mitzvos, if you come near me, you're going to contaminate me. Pum fakert. You will contaminate them. So, ki kidashticha, I am holier than you. Eilas Hashem says, concerning these people who commit all these crimes, going back to all these psukim that we had before, Oshon Biapi, it's as if there is smoke. They get me, they anger me to such a degree, Hashem says. It's as if there is smoke in my nostrils. There is fire burning within me the entire day. The entire day, what these people do, the sins of these Rishoyim. Pasuk Vav, Hashem says their sins are written before me. Lo echesh se, I will not be silent. Ki im shilanti, until I punish them. And v'shilanti el cheikam, I'm not going to wait. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is known to be an erech af. Hashem delays punishment. He delays punishment sometimes into later generations. Hashem will hold off punishment, and He will only punish even children or grandchildren if the children and the grandchildren continue in the evil ways of their father and grandfather. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not punish children for the parents' sins, but if the children follow in the way of the evil ways of their fathers, then Chazal said that Hashem will punish the children for the sins of their father. So here, these people have sinned, and they're deserving of punishment. Hashem says, normally Hashem would not punish them right away. Hashem would delay punishment, but since the sins of this generation are so evil, they're so horrible, I will not delay. I will punish them, kiyam shilamti, I'll pay them what they deserve, shilamti el cheikam, to their own cheik, their own bosom, meaning to themselves. I'm not going to wait until the next generation. Look at Pasuk Vav in the Mitzudos. Pasuk Vav says, it says, loy echesh se, I will not be silent. Loy eshtaik alem kim asham gmul v'tashlumim ye al cheikam, el cheikam, v'loy livneim achareihem. Pasuk Zayin, avonosechem, their sins, your sins. V'avonos avosechem yachtov, amar Hashem, I will punish you for your sins and for the sins of your father. In other words, I'll look back in the past, maybe there was your forefathers, you also committed these sins, and now the time will come when I'll punish you for their sins as well. Asher kitu, what are the sins we're referring to? Asher kitu al harim, they have offered kitaris to gods on the mountains. Vel hagvos, karfuni, they have angered me upon the hills. Umadosi, the mountains always refer to fathers. And the hills in the Jewish always refers to the mothers. Chazal darshin, mekabetz al harim, medalik al harim, mekabetz al hagvos. Medalik refers to the harim, refers to the avos, and mekabetz refers to the imohos. So here also, when the pasuk says, you can interpret this to mean that Hashem says concerning your fathers and grandfathers, referring to your fathers and the mothers, if you continue in these terrible ways, to avodah zarah, to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu, avodah zarah, and all these terrible sins that we mentioned, then Hashem will punish, not just punish you, will punish you for the sins of your fathers. V'yalakvos chefuni umadosi, umadosi fulasam rishayna, I will measure. Umadosi means to measure their sins. Pulasa means their deeds. I will examine their deeds and measure them. Rishayna, their first deeds. El cheikam, to them, they'll get what they deserve. Let's do the rational, the system will stop. Mitsudo says, Madosi barishayna, and at first, the word barishayna goes back, after reading the word barishayna, going to the Mitsudo, goes back on the word, you have to read out of order. Barishayna first, Emdoid el cheikam, gemul pulasam, I will first punish the people for their own sins. The achar ze, Ephra mehem avoin avoisam, the sins of their fathers. Hoyil v'ochazu b'ma'ase avoisam, because they have continued in the evil ways of their fathers. So the pasuk here means, umadosi filosam rishayna, el cheikam, first I'll punish them for their own sins. So rishayna means first, I will punish them by measuring their deeds, el cheikam, and then you go back to Pasuk Zayin, I'll punish them also for the sins of their father. So really, you have to read all these psukim, in the three psukim together. Look at Pasuk Vav, Zayin, and Chet. Vav, Zayin, Vav, I'm sorry, you have to read Pasuk Vav and Zayin together. And Pasuk Vav, and makes mention their own sins. Hinei kesuvah lefonai, it's written before me their sins. Lo eches sel, not be quiet. Kim shilamti, I'll punish them. V'shilamti el cheikam, I'll punish them directly. I'll punish them for their own sins. That's what we have in Pasuk Vav. First we have, they will be punished for their own sins. Pasuk Zayin then says, will be punished also for the sins of your fathers, because you're following in their ways. Avonai seichem, v'avonai savosechem yachtav, both your sins and your father's sins, Amar Hashem. But what are the sins? Asher kitu al harim v'alagvos, cherfun, they angered me on the mountains, and they angered me, they blasphemed me on the hills. And now, so now, when the combination of Pasuk Vav and the Pasuk Zayin, we have mentioned, is going to be punished for the sins, their own sins, and the sins of the fathers. So now the question is, which sins will come first? Which punishment will come first? Will the first be punishment for their own sins or the sins of the fathers? So the pasuk concludes, the punishment that was first are the sins of their own sins. Umadosi pulosem rishayna el chekam. First they'll be punished for their own sins, and then I will come and punish them for the sins of their fathers. Okay, we'll stop here.